This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر
إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له كلمة قامت عليها الأرض والسماوات وفطر الله عليها البشرية وهي أساس الفرض والسنة ومن كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة فاللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك أن تجعل آخر كلامنا في الدنيا لا إله إلا الله اللهم أحنا على لا إله إلا الله وأمتنا على لا إله إلا الله وبعثنا على لا إله إلا الله وأدخلنا الجنة ونحن نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومعلمنا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا يوم العرض على الله سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم يا رب العالمين أما بعد as usual the disclaimer in the beginning that using the cell phone while the imam is delivering the khutbah invalidates your khutbah and your prayer so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us disconnected from our cell phones and from our dunya while the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being mentioned. Allahumma ameen ya rabbal alameen. My dear brothers and sisters, it's very confusing, subhanallah, to talk about anything other than what we experienced this past few days in our beloved Bilad al-Sham, Syria. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free and liberate the people of Syria. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring prosperity and peace and comfort into the land, ya Rabbal Alameen. The land of Sham is very beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua to the people of Sham and to the land of Sham. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved and liked the people of Sham and the land of Sham. Yet another tyrant collapsed and his kingdom and his rule collapsed and was demolished. And as we always say that the Firauns, they will never learn from history. Mention one Firaun since the actual Firaun until the Day of Judgment that did not, the end of that Firaun was not very bad and very miserable. And this is just in dunya and imagine the hereafter. The pictures and the footage that we've seen and witnessed from the prisons in Syria, wallahi, even subhanallah, the worst of the worst of the worst can never imagine, can never describe. And sometimes when you see this footage coming our way, you feel depressed. What is that? What kind of people are this? Are these? What kind of tyrants? Why would a human being does that to his fellow human being? Why? Why would you imprison someone for 45 years, deprive them from even seeing the light of the sun? Why would you do that? And then someone comes and says, Sheikh, why would Allah create Jahannam? Allahu Akbar. Why would Allah create Jahannam? Is that even a question? Why does Allah create Jahannam? Why Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Ghafoor, the most merciful? Why would He create Jahannam? Billahi alaykum. Billahi alaykum. And I want you to answer this question. Do you think even if the whole people of Syria were to bring Bashar al-Assad, the dictator, under their feet, do you think that the people who lost, that spent their whole life in prison, those who died out of oppression, out of zulm and injustice, do you think they will do justice to that tyrant? Do you think they will do justice to take the soul of one person, right? One person who actually killed thousands and thousands of people. He deprived them from their rights and from the bare minimum of their humanity. And after that you say, you come and say, why Allah created Jahannam? Yes, Allah created Jahannam for these people. Hadn't been for Jahannam, the victims would die a million times in this dunya. The only source of comfort and peace for their hearts is they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the tyrant back. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold him accountable. Now I understand very well why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He speaks about Jahannam, He says, كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوكُ الْعَذَابِ. Every time their skins melt, and I'm so sorry for the language I'm using, but that's what Allah mentioned in the Quran. Allah replaces their skin so they can suffer more in Jahannam. Can you imagine that? Can you picture that? Brothers and sisters, why did Allah create Jahannam for these people, for Fir'aun? And unless you are in their situation, when you hear the sisters, someone imprison a woman, what kind of coward is that? You imprison a woman for years. The moment they're asking her to leave the prison, she's asking, where should I go? And she's scared. The woman is scared. She's like, I don't know where to go. They told her, Allahu Akbar, the tyrant, that's it. He's gone. He's gone. They used to say, La ilaha illa Bashar. There is no God but Bashar. They would say, your God would fall, but Bashar will never fall. Allahu Akbar. Look at that. But where is this coming from? It's not Bashar himself. Look. How many Syrian refugees that you've seen and we heard about? Thousands and millions. And look at the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bashar himself is a refugee now. And the refugees are going back to their land. Allahu Akbar. He's a refugee. Can you imagine that? Now he is under the rahmah of the Russians. Right? Subhanallah. And the people of Syria, they're going back. They're going back to their lands. They're going back to their families. And look at this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented the story and the qissa of Fir'aun for that reason. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. Habibi, what do you think? Fir'aun said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. I am your Lord, the Most Supreme. فَأَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ نَكَالَ الْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَى. Right? He became a reminder for everyone. You think you're Fir'aun? There is Fir'aun. See what is happening to him. So brothers and sisters, for those who are not able to look at the footage and those who cannot make sense of what is happening and again questioning, why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow this to happen? It's a wisdom that is beyond our imagination, our comprehension. The angels ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why would you create someone like Bashar? They did not say that. He was just talking about Adam in general. Why would you create a tyrant like this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. I know what you do not know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that someone like this was going to cause a lot of corruption on earth. But Allah still created him to be a test for people, to be a test for all of us. So how many shaheed, how many people lost their lives? Brothers and sisters, what can I say? What can I say? When you look at the footage, you cannot, you see, first of all, say alhamdulillah that Allah has given you heart. That Allah has given you heart. When you look at the people who've been tortured for years and years and years, and you hear their stories, you think this is from a Hollywood or a Bollywood movie. That is not a movie. It's a reality. It's a truth. Someone has not seen the sun for many years. Right? And a lot of times when they say you are going to be by yourself in a cell for many years, you cannot even picture this. And I want you just imagine that. Imagine that you don't have a cell phone, no book, no even Quran, you're not allowed even to pray, and you're going to be in a small room, right, for years. How are you going to feel about it? How are you going to feel about it? You'll die. But where are they getting this rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Brothers and sisters, what is happening in Syria should make us happy. Because it doesn't matter what happens after this. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the bloody Sham to the people of Sham. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will liberate the people of Syria and the people of Palestine and people of Gaza. That inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, the tyrants, since Fir'aun until the Day of Judgment, they're going to face the same consequences and the same masir and destiny, inshallah. Now we believe more why Allah created Jahannam. Again, I keep repeating this because Muslims, they get offended. If I give khutbah about Jahannam from this member, they will say, look, they are young people. Why are you talking about Jahannam? Talk about the rahmah of Allah. Yes, Jahannam is rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, I repeat this. Jahannam is one of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi. Wallahi. And you will never feel this unless you are in the situation. 150,000 people under the ground. People thought that their loved ones died years ago and they found them alive. Some people lost their minds. They forgot their names. And then you say, talk about the rahmah and have mercy on them. How is that? How is that possible? We should not be naive. We should not be silly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, arham al-arhameen. There are some people in dunya that the only solution for them is jahannam. That's the only thing for them. That's the only thing for them. Subhanallah al-Ali al-Azim. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring the peace into our hearts by seeing the end and the index of this tyrant, Ya Rabbil Alameen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liberate the people of Pakistan, the people of Bangladesh, the people of India, the people of Syria and Palestine, and wherever there is oppression. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liberate them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We learn, there's so many things to learn, wallahi, from just the videos that I watch and the footage that are coming from Syria. And by the way, if you have not seen anything, please, I don't recommend that you look. Wallahi, you don't look. Just make dua. Don't try to search what is happening there, because you'll lose your mind. You will lose your mind, wallahi. But subhanallah, there is just one scene that subhanallah cannot leave my mind. Imagine that someone has been in prison for many years, that they lose hope, that they will never go out, they will never see the light again, the sun again, and they will die in their prison cell. And all of a sudden, someone opens up the prison cell and say, congratulations, you're free. Free? I woke up this morning thinking that I'm going to face the same consequence again. Nothing is changing. And all of a sudden, everything is changing. Someone out of nowhere is opening the cell and say, you are out, you're free. How is that possible? We learn from this, brothers, sisters. It doesn't matter how difficult your struggle is. There will be a moment where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up doors of mercy for you, just like how He opened up the doors of mercy to these prisoners. And you don't even know where this door is going to open from. That's the beauty of it. Sheikh, I lost my job. My wife is giving me a hard time. My children are not listening. I have a lot of things going on. I lost my car. I did this. Where is the rahmah? Where is it coming from? It will come. But when we're from a place where you do not expect it. All you need to do is trust and trust and trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do your part. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring peace, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and to treat and deal with the tyrants with His justice, with His justice, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and fairness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to never allow them to sleep. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to never allow them to see the mercy in this earth, Ya Rabbil Alameen, just as they humiliated and they tortured and they punished his servants. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to see all the tyrants out of the ruling, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to see the humiliated, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحه وخير مما يجمعون. Let us rejoice that yet another tyrant collapsed and his ruling is demolished and we will no longer see him inshallah رب العالمين ruling the people of Sham, because the people of Sham deserve much better than that. The second part of the khutbah, brothers and sisters, and this is, it was actually the actual topic for today, but subhanallah, I just can't. When I see something like this happening, it is an amanah to come here, stand on the minbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to talk to the community about it, because we witness what happened in Syria, and that is not the end. More things are going to happen, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ameen. A beautiful thing happening, beautiful things, I would say, happening in this community, alhamdulillah, because of the love and the mahabbat and the strength that we have and the bond that we have in this community. Now we see the masjid, you have a space, everyone has a space. Alhamdulillah, we just started the funeral home. There's so many things, the clinic is back. We're gonna add more and more because this community deserves the best. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Another project that I was dreaming of myself and so many people were demanding was an Islamic school. Sheikh, we need an Islamic school. Enough building masajid. I understand, I get it. And I always tell them, masjid is very very important. Islamic school is also very important. So we worked hard, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and now we have a partnership with Muraqaba School, mashallah, beautiful team, and they're starting a full-time Islamic school in our masjid starting from next fall. Takbir. That's another fath. Idha ja'a nasrullahi wal fath. Islamic school, meaning that your child, your nephew, your niece, your grandchild, your neighbor, someone dear to you, they're going to be in the masjid from the morning till the evening. That you don't have to worry about the curriculum, what they teach them exactly. You know, I send my kids, alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Islamic school. When my daughter comes to home and she recites Quran and she makes dhikr, wallahi, it brings joy to my heart. Right, that I'm not worried that, you know, that they teach her something wrong in school. So alhamdulillah, we have this opportunity. This opportunity is happening here in this masjid. And inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, it will grow and we'll have more classrooms and we will teach our kids. Because if we're not teaching our kids in our masjid, who else is going to teach them, brothers and sisters? Right? Alhamdulillah, now we have the possibility of teaching them the deen and dunya. We teach them math, sciences, social studies, Islamic studies, Quran, everything in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as usual and always, you cannot do a lot of things without money. Money talks. This is reality. We cannot change it. So alhamdulillah that now we have the masjid. We expanded the masjid. In the beginning, when you heard that we need $10 million, $11 million, people were like, where are you going to get this money from? Look, we got the money. With us, without us, the money will come, because this is the house of Allah. This is the deen of Allah. It will be preserved, right? But the question is, am I going to be part of it or not? Am I going to leave my name here as a sadaqah jariyah, that in the future when someone learns about the book of Allah, when a student recites ayah from the book of Allah or hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, am I going to be part of it or not? And when I die and live this short dunya, will I get the hasanat in my qabr or not? That's the question. So brothers and sisters, we know we've been burdening you and bothering you a lot. Wallahi, you know, and I'll conclude with this. I was performing Umrah, and while I was there, one sheikh texted me. He was raising money from this masjid, and he said, "Sheikh, alhamdulillah, I was at your masjid, and we raised close to $100,000, mashallah. Your community is amazing." I said, "Yes." And subhanAllah, when I received this message in Baytullah al-Haram, I made dua for the community, right? You know how many times you come here? Myself, I was asking for money for dialysis, if you remember last week, right? And again, I'm asking for money. And this community has been always giving and giving and giving. Alhamdulillah, this is the blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, after the salah, inshallah, we need your sabr, your patience, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. Myself and the principal who says, Wadud, we're going to be standing, but this is a huge project, right? To just kick it off, to start for the, you know, to launch the project in the fall, inshallah, we will need a good family, mashallah, pioneer family, to sponsor the $300,000. It's a big project. Islamic school is not, we're not getting anything from the government, right? This is all from the community. $300,000, you'll get a plaque, it's a sponsorship, your name of the family is going to be there, this is something for your parents, you're going to be basically a part of this school, right? That's one one opportunity, $300,000 from a family or a couple of families, right? And then the other thing, we'll start with six classrooms, we need desks, we need technology, you know, devices, we need all of this so our kids, when they come, they're ready, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, to learn. Yeah, so that's $25,000 for each classroom, six classrooms, right? If you can sponsor one classroom and have your name, all right, in the honor of your late parents, this is sadaqah jariyah. Khwani, this dunya is short. We came to this dunya having nothing, and when we leave, we're just going to have the shroud, and I promise the shroud will not have pockets. And the only money that you're going to save for yourself is the money that you're going to spend at the sadaqah jariyah. So open up your hearts, inshallah, and give us few minutes of your time. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you khayr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you khayr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite all of us in Jannat al-Firdaws, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our children. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our children, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ya Rabbana inna nas'aluka an tahfaz awladana. Allahumma ahfaz awladana wa shababana. Allahumma ahfaz shabab al-muslimin. Allahumma ahfaz shabab al-muslimin. Allahumma ahfaz shabab al-muslimin. Allahumma kum ma'a ikhwanina fi al-Sham, fi Syria, wa fi Gaza, wa fi Pakistan, wa fi Bangladesh, wa fi Kashmir, wa fi Somal, wa fi kulli makan min ardi الإسلام يا رب العالمين اللهم عليك بالظالمين اللهم عليك بفرعون في كل وقت وحين اللهم ارزقنا موسى في كل وقت وحين يا رب العالمين اللهم انتقم ممن ظلم إخواننا في سوريا يا رب العالمين يا رحمن الدنيا والآخرة تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم استجب دعاءنا يا رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا شافي صلاتكم صلوا صلاة ودع الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. If I may ask Ustaz Wadud, mashallah, to come here. So if you can tell us a little bit about the 300K, inshallah, how is that going to benefit the family, inshallah? And then we'll see if any family, inshallah, can take this initiative. Bismillah. Bismillah.
Jazakumullah khair. Thank you for just staying. If you can just stay put for 5 minutes and make dua and be part of the khair, inshallah. Even if you're not donating, make dua and stay seated, inshallah. So the 300,000 is the launch that Sheikh Salah talked about. And inshallah, the school, by the school name, will have the family's sadaqa jariya, the name and the trust and the endowment and the plaque, so that we recognize that name with the school name and it becomes the foundational sponsorship for the school to be able to come to this location, alhamdulillah. So we really appreciate that.
So it's a great opportunity, mashallah, for the family. I mean, again, it could be on behalf of your parents, your late parents, inshallah, a beloved family member, inshallah, blame me, the 300K. So if we have one family, I know you, if you have, mashallah, we'll have the volunteers. If you don't want to raise your hands for that amount of money, or inshallah, meet the Ustaz the Wadud or myself, inshallah, after the prayer. So we have the volunteers, inshallah. What is the other opportunity that we have, Ustaz?
The other opportunity is to sponsor one of the 6 classrooms to place the curriculum, the resources, the library, the technology, the centers, and the entire finish out and furnishing of the 6 classrooms, so that all the students that are learning, you get the sadaqa jariya. You're also on a sponsorship, the dua plaque that will place at the school. You'll be one of the founding sponsors. The hadith of the Prophet that if you become the pioneer in good and khair, everyone that follows after that, everyone that donates and supports, you get that reward as well.
So $25,000. So $25,000 to sponsor a whole classroom. Can we have any brother, inshallah, to start this, inshallah? $25,000, inshallah, to sponsor a classroom. A whole classroom, alhamdulillah. Right? This is sadaqa jariya. Well, again, if you want to raise your hands, we have the brother sitting in the back. We have volunteers, inshallah. So 6 classrooms, $25,000 each, inshallah, rabbil alameen. Then we'll start in the fall, inshallah, normal, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. So 25,000, anyone? 25? Okay, clear, inshallah. Let's go to 5,000. 5,000, do we have something for 5,000, Ustaz?
Alhamdulillah, you know, this is basically the opportunity for all of us to be part of the initial founding of the school. So yes, we do need, you know, people at that 5K level, yes, that can try to get us to that initial funding that we need. So if we have a few hands, that'll help us bring this project and be part of the khair.
Do we have that 5,000?
Do you have any hands?
Bismillah, 5,000.
Takbir. MashaAllah. May Allah bless you.
Over here,
increase you.
Can we have the second one, inshallah?
May protect you from all harm, inshallah. Ameen, and grant you 100 times back in this world.
We have the volunteers all over, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. Can we have the second, inshallah? 5? Jazakum. Huh? Pledge? 5,000. Jazakum.
May Allah accept. May Allah bless you. May Allah increase you.
The third? Jazakallah
right
khairan. And fourth?
All the way there. If you can raise your hand, inshallah, brother, right there.
So the brother here too, inshallah, if you can keep your hand up.
May Allah bless you. May Allah increase you, inshallah.
Can we have number 5, please?
May Allah increase you. May Allah protect you, inshallah.
Number 5, now we clear one classroom. Number 5, 5,000. We clear one classroom, inshallah. 5,000, inshallah. Bismillah. 5,000, inshallah. Bismillah. Number 5. Allah khitamuhu misk. Who's the brother or the sister, inshallah. We have volunteers and sisters who will say, inshallah, I'll be the one who starts this classroom, inshallah. 5,000, bismillah. Okay, jazakumullah khayran, takbir. Now we cleared one classroom.
Keep your hands raised.
Keep your hands. Jazakallah khayran.
May Allah accept, may Allah bless you, may Allah increase you. This
is sadaqa jariya.
May Allah protect you from all harm, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen. All right, 2,500, inshallah. So we got 5, should we continue with 5,000?
We'll finish in 2 minutes, inshallah. Thank you for sitting.
Barakallahu feekum. 2,500? $10,000? Oh, okay. Hey, the brother Wadud, mashallah, is asking for 10 brothers, 10 volunteers, $1,000 each. That will give us $10,000, inshallah. Mashallah. Is it 2 or 1? 1, inshallah.
May Allah bless you. May Allah increase you. May
okay,
Allah protect
Doctor,
you.
Barakallahu feekum.
And your families, inshallah.
For any initiative, mashallah, he's the first one to hear, mashallah. Jazakumullah khair. All right, the second, inshallah, 1,000. Jazakumullah khair. Over there, brother.
May Allah bless you.
Number 3.
May Allah protect you. May Allah accept from you.
Number, is it 2,000 or 1,000? 2,000, brother Maher. Jazakumullah khairan. Number 5, 6, and 7. Was it 5, 6, and 7? 6. Number 1, jazakumullah khairan.
Keep your hands raised. 1,000. May Allah accept.
Alhamdulillah. Number 7.
May Allah bless you. May Allah increase you.
7, 8.
May Allah protect you and your families.
7, 8, inshallah. $1,000. Bismillah. 7, 8. $1,000. Bismillah. Should be over, inshallah, rabbil alameen. You don't have to pay now. You can pay in installment, but it's better, of course, to pay in advance.
Two more.
Two more, inshallah, and then we clear the $10,000. Two more. Jazakum Allah khairan, Brother Mateen. May Allah, is it 2,000? 2,000, Brother Mateen. Jazakum Allah khairan. That's we clear, mashallah, 10,000. So, Ikhwani and Khawati, again, the 300K, if you want your family to be from the pioneer, mashallah, talk to me anytime, Ustaz Wadud. Inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, we're going to, we're going to let you know, inshallah, what to do next. And if you want to sponsor classroom, inshallah, talk to us, and I'm going to help you, inshallah.
Please do not leave without donating. There are handhelds right there, right outside of the booth. You can actually donate right there at the booth, inshallah, at the handhelds before you leave. So don't leave without donating and being part of the khair. May Allah bless you. May Allah increase you. Jazakumullah khair.
Ruman Vora, please come to the office. Your dad is here to pick you up. Ruman Vora, your dad is here to pick you up.